Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's Gospel from St. John, we read, "The Jews started arguing with one another. How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day." End quote. So as we are in Easter, we get a gospel that links the Eucharist to the resurrection, that anyone who partakes in the bread of life has eternal life and will be raised up. But this gospel is also a defense of the Eucharist, especially the Catholic understanding of the Eucharist, the conviction that Jesus is really, truly, and substantially present under the Eucharistic signs of bread and wine. Because even the Jews were shocked and scandalized that Jesus was proclaiming that the bread of life is his flesh. When they question him, "How can he give us his flesh to eat?" you will have missed something quite significant, which you would not have noticed in the English translation. Several times I said "eat" when I read the gospel at the start. But in Greek, Jesus does something quite intriguing. So the word the Jews use in Greek is phagein, which is the standard word for eating food. But after Jesus gets interrogated, he changes the word for eat to trogein, which is a lot more graphic because it designates the way how animals eat. It means chewing or even gnawing. So in other words, when the Jews say, "How can they give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus does not back down, but rather presses the issue further to ram home the point, saying, "He who chews me or gnaws me will have eternal life." Later this year, over the Sunday Gospels, there will be several weeks devoted to these verses of John, the great bread of life discourse. But until then, let us meditate on the promise that through the Eucharist, we share in the resurrection of Christ, that the Eucharistic body of Christ is a partaking in the future resurrected body that awaits the faithful. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.